Chiefs met the media on Thursday, and you'll hear from Coach Andy Reid, linebacker Willie Gay, guard Joe Tooney, and defensive tackle Jaron Reed on SportsBeat KC, the Kansas City Stars Daily Sports Podcast. It's Friday, June 11th. I'm Blair Kirkhoff. The value of these interviews is, well, first, updates from Andy Reid, and also to get to know the players a little better. It's tougher now with the Chiefs and other NFL teams continuing to conduct these interviews over Zoom calls, but we're all doing the best we can. You'll hear Reid provide an update on the knee injury to offensive lineman Kyle Long and what that means to the Chiefs. A couple other interesting tidbits from his availability. He was using a cane to help him walk on the practice field Thursday, although he didn't elaborate on the issue. He also provided a philosophy about vaccinations for the players. So let's get started with Andy Reid, and then you'll hear from the Chiefs. And two of those players, of course, Tooney and Jaron Reed, are newcomers to the team. So here we go with Andy Reid.
Kyle hurt his knee. We'll just see how he does here. It doesn't look like it's ligaments, but we'll see.
Let's go first to Adam Teicher. Go ahead, Adam.
A couple things. First, you talked about Long, but any idea how long he'll be out? Any idea exactly what the injury is? And Brad, I'll have a second question as well.
Yeah, they're going to look at it and determine it. Chance he has to have surgery on it, but we'll see where it's at.
And you also said last week that having Jaron Reed gives you flexibility with Chris Jones, but Chris hasn't played outside much the last couple of years, some, but not a lot. Is that because you haven't had a guy like Jaron Reed?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it gives Spags some flexibility there for sure.
Go next to Pete Sweeney. Go ahead, Pete.
Hey coach, thank you for your time. I know that you guys are still building that right side of the offensive line, and it could be some young players, especially now at long way to go. How comfortable are you with two rookies playing next to each other? And does that factor into ultimately your decision, you think?
Yeah, well, we're lucky that we have, some good players in there. And one of which, Trey Smith, can get some work too. So, and then Larry's coming back. So that's all. You add all of that in there. And Wiley, who's got a couple of years starting under his belt. So we're okay there. Algretti, likewise. So
let's go back to Sam Mellier. Go ahead, Sam.
Hey, Andy. There's been a lot of talk, obviously, about the Packers and Aaron Rodgers. I'm not obviously asking you to speak on some other team, but I'm just curious. You have a great reputation for, dealing with players and getting everybody bought in. I'm just wondering, from your side, what goes into that? And does that change as players get older?
I mean, every situation is different. I imagine I'm sure they'll work it out, and things happen in this league. It's always happened in sport, professional sports. So but I'm sure it'll get worked out. But every situation is different. We've all had to deal with them. They're different situations, and you just work through it, try to keep communication open.
Next to Darren Smith. Go ahead, Darren.
Hey, Coach. Thank you for doing this. I'm curious, in about 12 days, you're going to be taking part in the quarterback coaching summit in relation to the Black College Football Hall of Fame. Just a few questions on this. One, how did you become involved? I know you, along with Bruce Arians and Bill Belichick, will be a part of it. Who are the participants that you're going to be speaking with? What are you hoping to, knowledge to share with them? And what do you hope that they take away from your conversation with them?
Yeah, so it's through Troy Vincent and the NFL. They put this together, and I was invited to do it. And so they've got a forum there of people to talk to. And I'm not sure how large the pool is, but it's a good number of folks. So, it's an honor. And a privilege to be able to talk about quarterbacks, and that they consider myself, and I'm sure the other coaches feel that same way, to speak about it.
Three more. We'll start with Nate and work our way down. Go ahead, Nate.
Hey, Andy, I have two questions for you. First is just early impressions of Creed Humphrey and Trey Smith. And then secondly, it appeared today that you used a cane on the practice field. Just how are you doing in relation to this OTA season?
Yeah, I'm good. So I hit 60. That's what things start aching a little bit. So I'm good. The other guys are doing great. I mean, they're two good young football players, and they're learning. They're smart kids, and they're learning. On top of that, the offense, and they got some good veteran players around them. They're doing well.
We'll go to Todd and then Sam. Go ahead, Todd.
Coach, a couple quick ones here. Larry, you said he's coming back. I've heard different things about trying to get in from Canada and stuff. When do you expect you guys will have him
Yeah, he'll be here for the mandatory camp. Yeah.
And then just we've seen around the league, a lot of teams didn't have nearly the participation that you guys had. What do you attribute that with you guys in particular to have the participation you've had during these OTAs?
Yeah, just our leaders. I mean, that's who I attribute it to. We have leaders on both sides of the ball and guys that like to get better, you know, and work together. So, you know, we try to be smart with it as coaches.
We'll go last to Sam McDowell. Go ahead, Sam.
Hey, Andy. Ron Rivera said that he's bringing in an expert to talk to those players about vaccination. I know you said last week that you guys already have good numbers there, but are you planning anything like that? Or are you guys as coaches persuading players to get it or just leaving that up to the players themselves?
So what the league gives us and the medical, you know, the medical part of the league gives us, we share with the players. And then we always leave it open for them to ask questions. We have people they can come in and talk to about it, you know, if they have questions on it. That's the way we've handled it. We've had good participation with it.
Willie Gay, the second-year linebacker from Mississippi State, had quite an unusual OTAs and minicamp last year, as did all rookies in the pandemic year. They had to learn the playbook remotely. Gay spoke to that and the value of the linebacker's room, among other topics. Here is Willie Gay.
We'll start first with Pete Sweeney. Go ahead, Pete.
Hey, Willie. Glad you're back here working out. Curious if you could just go back to the injury, what had happened Super Bowl week, and just the process of recovering to lead you here today.
Well, man, I can't really tell you. I don't even know what really happened with it. I tore my meniscus. I don't even know if it was at practice or just walking around after. But all I do know is, you know, during this off-season period, man, with this training staff, like, we've been working nonstop. Like, me and Miss Julie and all her help that she has, like, it's been a real grind. And that's why I'm here today, you know, 100%.
Let's go next to Matt Derrick. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Willie, you know, going back to this time last year, you couldn't even get on the field with these guys and everything was virtual. How different is it right now for you from a year ago as far as how you were feeling about the game and how you were adapting to the league versus, you know, how you feel right now and the speed of everything? How's it going for you?
Well, I mean, of course, it was tough, man, for us guys that came in last year, you know, to only see the playbook for the first time during training camp. It was hard, you know, and to get that head start right now in OTAs and mini camp, it's definitely helping a lot. You know, I'm catching on to the things that I didn't catch on to last year. You know, I learned the basics. Now it's the small details that makes good great. You know what I'm saying? So it's coming on pretty good.
Go next to Harold Kuntz. Go ahead, Harold.
Willie, when you assess yourself after the play time you had last season, what are you trying to improve upon more this season, especially now with a new linebackers coach going out there to try to help you guys improve more this season?
Really, man, just all I want to do is just my job, you know, be able to be counted on and just do what I do to the best of my ability, you know, whether it's tackling, whether it's covering guys, blitzing, you know, just continue to improve each and every day on the details of plays and execute every little detail that I do have, you know, my assignments and all.
Let's go next to Herbie Teope. Go ahead, Herbie.
Hey, Willie, what's it been like for you working alongside Nick Bolton? How much have you been in his ear about some of the things that you learned from last year?
Oh, we talk every day, man. I kind of, you know, I'm basically like, I'm not a rookie, but you know, this is my second year. It's his first year. You know, we both still fresh in this thing. So I tell him, I teach him the game as much as I can because I'm still learning from guys like Hitch and Ben and Dorian and all those older guys. So so whatever I learn, I pass it down to him. Whatever I've been through, I pass it down to him, man. And we, you know, we continue to stay close and continue. I'm learning him. He's learning me. So it's a good connection we have.
Let's go next to Nate Taylor. Go ahead, Nate.
Hey, Willie, last year coming out of the draft, a lot of talk was about you and your coverage skills. Because there's so many passing repetitions in this OTA period, just how do you think that's going to help you forward towards next season, given how good you were at that in college?
You know, I just try to improve on it. You know, people say I was good at it. I can only get better. So when coach needs me to get in and cover somebody or drop back in zones, I'll be ready. So with this extra time we have in OTAs, it's only going to help. So that's a good thing.
Let's go next to Todd Lebo. Go ahead, Todd.
Hey, Willie, it's been an odd first year for sure. You know, yes, you talked about having virtual last year and now you're here in person. There were some questions to Coach Reed this last time about the vaccine and kind of how the teams have been educating people. How have you tried to take all that information in as you made your decision as far as your health going forward?
I mean, I'm just doing, I mean, I won't say doing what I'm told, but I'm doing what's best for me. You know, I'm getting vaccinated to help me, you know, to focus on things that's important, which is football and, you know, and not worry about the mask and having to catch COVID or anything like that. So I'm just taking the information given and just doing what's best for me.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, it's Blair. We have a special subscription offer for SportsBeat KC listeners, unlimited digital access to the Kansas City Star's award-winning sports coverage. Sign up now for 1 year of Sports Pass for access to all the sports news, features, and columns presented on the KansasCity.com site, and it's only $30. That's a 40% savings off our regular rate. Your subscription will automatically renew after the initial term at $50 unless you tell us to cancel. Your subscription helps support the sports coverage of KansasCity.com and the Kansas City Star, and that support has never been more important. Please visit KansasCity.com/SportsBeatKCOffer to get this special offer. And as always, thanks for listening. Joe Tooney spent his first 5 years in the NFL with the Patriots, where he was a second-team All-Pro selection. He signed a 5-year, $80 million deal with the Chiefs in March, and reporters were curious about his impressions of some of the new teammates along the offensive line.
We'll start first with Pete Sweeney. Go ahead, Pete.
Hey, Joe, was wondering about your initial impressions of being here in Kansas City and how it may be different than what you were used to in New England, and then just relationship so far with Orlando Brown.
Yeah, everyone's been great. You know, the organization's, you know, top class. Everyone's been so welcoming and feel great here. You know, I'm really happy to be here. And regards to Orlando, he's a great guy. You know, been working together for a little bit of time now, and it's going well. Just you know, taking it day by day. But you know, he's a great guy and a really great player. So yeah, take it day at a time.
Go next to Todd Lebo. Go ahead, Todd.
Hey, there are a lot of places around the league, maybe they haven't had the participation that there has been in these voluntary deals that there have been here in Kansas City. You've only been here a short time, but what are your thoughts about Coach Reed said it was kind of leadership and people wanting to get better and, you know, make themselves take advantage of this time to do it. Do you think there's something, a different feel here than maybe you've heard from friends around the league or places you've been before?
You know, just the locker room's really hard working group. I think everyone just wants to, you know, try and take steps and make progress. And, you know, myself included, it's been great being out in the field with those guys and, you know, looking forward to some more of it.
Let's go next to Herbie Teope. Go ahead, Herbie.
Hey, Joe. Understanding that the pads are not on yet, so you don't really get a sense of feel without the contact. From what you've seen through 9 days of OTAs, lining up against guys like Chris Jones and especially Jaron Reed, what stands out to you the most?
Like you said, we don't have shoulder pads or anything, but you can still work techniques. You can still, you know, work fundamentals of football. And, you know, those guys are really great players, you know, great in the run and pass. And it takes a whole unit to, you know, all five of the linemen working together. You know, it's day by day. We're just trying to make improvements each day. But, yeah, they're really great players.
Let's go next to Nate Taylor. Go ahead, Nate.
Joe, I'm wondering how you're trying to use your voice in those offensive line meetings to, one, show your personality, and two, to make sure that everybody's on that same page, like you mentioned earlier. And secondly, what is it about Trey Smith that you've learned so far that lets you know he may have a real future in this league?
Yeah, the offensive line room is a great room. I mean, you know, nice combination of old and young, and just trying to dig in my playbook and you know, learn, you know, everything that there is to learn about the offense. And Trey, you know, works really, really hard. He's, you know, getting his playbook a lot too. He's a strong guy. He works hard. He's explosive. So it's been fun getting to know all of them, all the guys. And yeah, like I said, just, you know, we're taking a day at a time.
Let's go next to Matt Derrick. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Joe. You know, Coach Reed's talked about the fact that he treats this as a passing camp. So it's a little bit different for the big guys, and especially since you don't have pads, you can't do contact. And like you said, it's a lot of technique. I'm just curious, how does this camp compare to the previous ones that you've been through in New England? And is there anything you have to watch out for as far as, you know, developing bad habits or things that you just, that you know, you want to avoid when you get to camp?
It's hard to remember, you know, because last year with everything, didn't have it or anything. But yeah, I mean, you could still, you know, work fundamentals. You could still work, you know, pad level hand placement. It is different with pads and stuff, but you know, there's a lot to be learned from these practices, and you can still get a lot out of it. So there's still lots of room to improve. So,
and we'll go last to Adam Teicher. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, Joe, you've been asked about Orlando Brown and about Trey Smith, but I wanted to ask you about one of your other guys, Creed Humphrey. What have you learned about Creed in the few weeks you guys have worked together?
Yeah, he's been doing a great job at center, you know, communicating with the O-line, you know, making sure everyone's on the same page. And, you know, he works really hard, too. He's a really strong guy like Trey, explosive. And he's been great, you know, with just making sure everyone's on the same page. And, you know, all five guys are, you know what's going on.
Like Tooney, Jaron Reed entered the league in 2016 and spent his first 5 years with the same team, the Seattle Seahawks. He also signed with the Chiefs in March. I always like it when a player volunteers an observation about a teammate since we don't get to see practice, and Reed does that toward the end of this interview. So here is Jaron Reed.
Hey, Jaron, there's been a lot of talk about the offensive line this season for the team, and so much so that last week Andy Reid said maybe we're not talking about the acquisition of you here to the Chiefs. What does it mean to you to have that type of confidence coming from the top notch and the head coach?
I didn't know that, but I guess it's pretty good. You know, I just come to work every day and just do what I can, fit in where I can, and just work hard.
Let's go next to Harold Kuntz. Go ahead, Harold.
Hey, Jaron, just kind of being around the guys now for the first time at OTAs, how are you kind of dealing with the defensive line, just how you guys are meshing together? And then do you feel that with the defensive line personnel here, you feel you can be more productive than you were in Seattle when you had six and a half sacks last year? Yeah. Do you feel like you can be more productive with the personnel around with Chris and Frank and those guys?
You know, absolutely. I'm excited to see, you know, what's going to go on. We're meshing together well. Everybody's cool. They welcome me with open arms, bring me along fast. It's a great group of guys, and I'm excited to see what we could do this season.
Let's go next to Adam Teicher. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, Jaron. Just curious what you knew about Chris Jones and his game before you got here. And is there anything you've learned about him or from him in the few weeks you guys have been playing together now?
Chris is a great guy. You can tell, you know, this is his team. We're following suit. He's a great guy, great teammate, funny man. He's a real cool dude. And, you know, his game is immaculate. You know, it's self-explanatory, you know, how he plays. One of the best there is in the league. And, you know, of course, you know, we all watch each other. And everything he done, I see why. He puts the work in. He works hard every day.
Let's go next to Nate Taylor. Go ahead, Nate.
Jaron, I have two questions for you. Just the first, what's sort of surprised you most as you get on the practice field with your new teammates, particularly on the defensive line? And secondly, what's it been like for you to see Chris at defensive end, getting those reps, knowing that he can try that new role because you are here?
Well, it's really nothing much different. I kind of watched film on him, you know, beforehand. And of course, you know, everybody watched the Chiefs and they're good. I mean, it's the same thing of what I expected. You know, Turk Wharton is the one I think is not talked about enough. He's a great player, you know, up and coming, you know, second year player. He's going to be really good. And as far as Chris at the end, I'm not surprised. You know, when you're that caliber of player, you should be able to move all along the defensive line. And, you know, I'm actually liking that. So I can stay at three technique. You know, he can stay at the end.
And we'll go last to Steve Walls. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Jaron. I wanted to ask you, I know you talked about being, you know, with your new teammates, but what about your Frank Clark being matched up with him again, coming, you know, when you guys were back in Seattle?
Me and Frank go beyond football. So, I mean, you know, it's nothing too surprising. You know, I think when, you know, the chemistry is going to be just fine. I actually think we probably just pick up from where we left off, you know, from in Seattle. I know it's been, you know, a few years, but we'll see when that part gets here.
That'll do it for today and this week on SportsBeat KC. Big thanks to our production staff of Derek Donovan, Beth Welsh, Monty Davis, Jeff Rosen, Chris Fickett, and Savannah Smith. Links to stories about the Chiefs can be found in the show notes and on kansascity.com. Hey, we got another deal for you. You can subscribe to Sports Pass for 99 cents a month. That's right, 99 pennies a month. Sports Pass is the online version of the Star Sports section. You get all the stories that appear in the print editions of the Star, plus additional stories that appear only on the website, and of course, they appear first on kansascity.com. After 3 months, it auto-renews at $5.99 a month unless you cancel, and it's a great time to subscribe. Read about what's going on with the Chiefs, the Royals, the colleges, our soccer teams, and more. How do you get it? Go to kansascity.com/sportspass2020. That's kansascity.com/sportspass2020. You want more than just sports coverage? Check out the entire Kansas City Star product. Sports, news, features, commentary, and analysis, the whole thing. You get all the stories written by my talented colleagues, plus additional national news, sports, and business coverage with the e-edition. The details for all of these deals can be found at account.kansascity.com/subscribe. If you're having trouble hunting down any of the offers, send me an email, bkirkhoff@kcstar.com. I will get you to the right place. So whether it's the sports pass or the full subscription, you're getting and supporting the best sports and news coverage in Kansas City and helping us produce programs like Sports Beat KC. Thanks for listening. We'll be back on Monday with another episode.